It's a good show.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace, and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population you?
Population hilarity. That's what we got on our hands today. Two ladies who we love.
Two of our favorite ladies in the world. I had so much fun working with them on their amazing show, which I am going to say right now will resurface somewhere. I believe
we hope. You know, I'm like
Playing House, by the way.
Remember and Great Expectations with Pip?
Yeah.
And Miss Havisham, and she's the only thing I remember about that book is that she's still wearing her wedding dress that from somebody who never came. That's what I'm like.
You
I won't.
Like,
I still think it's coming back. And Lennon's like, you gotta
don't take
let
it off.
Go.
The show's not coming back, but the Xfinity commercials are. Is that okay?
Yeah, man. That's
all right
for
the
whole show.
The whole show. I know.
I'm down.
The show is Playing House, and our guests are Lennon Parham and Jessica St. Clair. I love you guys so much. We did your awesome podcast, Womp It Up!
Woo!
We womped it up.
You sure did.
Jessica Wampler was... We actually put Jessica Wampler in a... Is it Jessica Wampler?
Marissa
Wampler. We put Marissa Wampler in an uncomfortable place.
Yeah.
Which I thought we could
is
never
rare.
Do.
It was weird. I was like, I feel sick. And I usually make other people feel sick. But you know what's great about being with you guys is we're... Lennon and I are as close to being identical twins as you can
you
get.
You are. Your chemistry is unbelievable.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
No, but it is kind of insane.
Wish we could bottle it. Sell it at Milk Bar. But,
you guys
sell it
do
at
have
a dry
it.
Bar?
And she just is like, yeah, a dry bar.
Twin milk, right?
You can sell your own milk.
Twin friend milk.
Everything's closed up shop for me.
All right, fine.
Wouldn't be my real milk, weirdo.
Dan just had his tubes tied. Is that weird?
No, that's not weird at all.
What is that? He had to.
Weird to share or weird?
No, because I don't think a guy can have his tubes tied. Is that right?
No, there's more of a cutting process.
Yeah.
Hey. Which I have not had.
Good. Good that you haven't had it. Well, here's the deal, guys. We believe that the world is getting dumber. The world is getting dumber, or dumber is getting louder, or dumb and fighter smart. Dumb and smart are fighting, and dumb is winning. Dumb is just beating it up.
Or smart is like a bunny, and dumb is petting it too hard.
Like, stop
Lennying it.
Lennying the bunny. And the only way to fight back is through our stories. And we get wonderful stories sent to us by our dumb ears on the ground. They're not dumb, but they're just out.
Their ears are.
They're hunting for it.
Right.
They're, like, they're sniffing out
the dumb.
Do you
remember like when the Native Americans could speak a whole language just by the wind talking?
Yes.
Just talking through the wind?
I don't remember that, but I have heard tell of it.
You've never wind talked before?
No, not in my life.
But honestly, I bet if we asked Lennon to wind talk, she could do something
that seems
like
it. Give me your best impression of a
what were they?
Silent. It would be silent.
I want you to have a whole wind talk conversation with
I
you right
I do that, I think, with emotion, though.
Uh-huh.
Like I come in and I assess the situation silently, and I'm like, okay.
Like, instantly.
Having a rough day. Cried all morning.
That's me. By the way, everything.
All
I'm the
things.
Only person she sees every day, and I'm usually
had a
cried.
Rough morning. Cried all morning.
Done both on the way to work.
Just had a chemical peel.
I did. Yeah, I just wanted to tell the listeners that I did just have a very severe laser pointed at my face.
What is this, round three?
My lips are numb right now.
Really? By the way, it's my favorite Go-Go song.
Our lips are
yeah. So I feel a little off, and I'm having a little trouble pronouncing different words.
We can understand
but
you.
It's
yeah,
gonna
fine.
Peel. It's gonna
Sounds
reveal
good.
A younger baby skin underneath this old lady's skin.
It's like when
skin.
A snake molts and the thing goes off.
The molting hasn't started yet, but it may mid podcast, and I'll let everybody know.
Sure, guys,
we'll document.
Let the molting begin. Daniel, do we have stories?
We do. Let's do one.
Let's do one. As a group.
Sent us by local townie Tantrum Dan at Tantrum Dan on Twitter. TANTRUMDAN.
Why isn't there there is tantric sex?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Why isn't there tantrum sex?
Yeah. You're just mad.
Where you just get real mad at all the things your spouse has done.
No!
Just like, get out the fuck! fucking trash. And they're like, oh, I'm there. You know?
It's a full tantrum where you're like cry talking. I don't want to. We're leaving. Let's go. Get up off
yes.
the floor.
Get ready.
Yes.
I think I just like stare at him and let him have whatever he needs to have.
Yep.
And be like, when you're done
with your tantrum sex,
we can leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can be done with this sex.
We can be done with this sex. Yeah.
When you're done.
Fit. I'll turn this bed around.
Yeah. I'll turn this.
Well, I don't know what that does, but I'll turn this bed around.
I see you're having a lot of big feelings right now.
Wind talking.
And I'll wait.
And I'll wait.
I'll wait. And I'll wait. I understand where they're coming from.
I've been there.
It was a rough morning. You cried all morning.
The calmer Lennon gets, the worse
the
it is.
Right. The more angry she is.
All right.
Here we go. A drunk driving suspect reportedly mixed Xanax and booze before telling an arresting officer they were just trying to live their life like Jesus.
Okay. Is that what happens?
I don't know. Maybe I'm back on Christianity if that's what we get to do now.
So wait, they mixed it in front of what when
they
you
got,
when you say it
arrested.
Like this, I can see them. They put it in. They like
well, they're
took
talking
out.
To the cops. No, I hear you.
What is yeah, mix, that's mix. What I'm. Is that what happened? I'm
no.
being legit.
No. Okay. They had it first. Then they got drove shitty. Yeah. Got pulled over.
Said
and
I'm
then
just trying to live my
Jesus.
Life. Like, I let Jesus take the drugs.
Look, Randy and I said on stage this past weekend we were talking about Jesus as we sometimes want to do.
Right, Jews for Jesus. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows sure. that's a big.
We said
of
that
yours.
Was the original CrossFit what he was doing because he wasn't. He looked good. Like Jesus. He wasn't gaining weight up
no.
there. He had good abs.
Flipping
I said I would kill. I said I would kill for those abs. As a Jew,
we would kill him.
I would
for
kill
those
him
abs.
For those abs. And then the crowd got mad at me, and I was like, "We did it once. We'll do it again."
He had a very hipster, like a millennial hipster body. In that nowadays, yeah, it's like people like their men with like a thin waist. I don't want that.
You don't want to. You want a man with women's hips.
Yeah, exactly.
Wider waist, right?
A wider waist. I want than mine.
You
at
want
least.
A wider waist than yours, yes.
Yeah, I don't want to feel like I'm with another woman. If I wanted that, then I would be with Lennon. And
yes.
I've asked her
several times.
I'm not available.
Not available.
I personally have never felt more seen than right now.
Yeah.
Dan, you are being seen
the
in a way.
The three of us are wide enough to enter this conversation.
Exactly. All three of you I would take
wide enough
for
birth.
Tantrum sex. I would
there
do
we
it.
Go.
I would
just
do
you would
it.
Let us have our mm-hmm. tantrum and be done with it.
Yeah.
All right,
so
I want more pizza, and I'm going to cry in front of the fridge about it.
Sure.
Okay.
And you were, and was there a point in time where like you couldn't see the tire tracks, and that was when Jesus was driving?
That's when Jesus drove.
Okay. That's when
yeah.
Jesus took the wheel.
That was he took the wheel.
Nicole Ann Minter. Mintner. M-I-N-T-N-E-R.
Yes, because Minter would be ridiculous.
No. Yeah, yeah.
That's Nicole, one too many N's.
Nicole.
That's a tough
one. Mintner.
Mintner.
Although Mintner does feel like a character that will appear on Womp It Up
that's,
at some point.
Oh, yes, that would be good.
And we'll they don't call first name. Only be referred to as Mintner.
Yes,
well, have you
Mintner.
Talked to Mintner about it?
Mintner.
I wanted to go by her initials, Nam. She had been sleeping.
Too soon.
She had been sleeping at the wheel of a silver Dodge. Parked at 10 p.m. Sunday at a construction area on State Road 54 and Northeast 40th Street. Add
I'll
that to the dumping time walking
here.
Tour.
Yeah.
According to an arrest report from a Sumpter County Sheriff's Office, the car's hazard lights were activated and the engine was running.
So
which means on some level she was like, I'm going to pull over. I'm going to put the hazards on.
Which I think
sleep.
Good on her.
For yeah. putting the hazards on, being there's a hazard here.
There's a, I'm yes. the hazard. And also, like, I get that she has to be punished, but I mean, she wasn't driving at the time.
I know,
when
but
they
the
found
deal
her.
Is you got to take the keys out. If this is what we tell all of our people who are listening. If you are driving and you've had a little bit to drink and you fall asleep, just make sure you take the keys
out
and you will not get a DUI.
Yeah, keys in,
go.
Show intent
the
to drive.
Car oh. has to be off.
Off. Car has to be off, keys out of the ignition. Car's
what if
in
it's freezing?
What if keys it's in keyless? Ignition, show intent
keyless?
To drive.
Keyless. Car can't be on.
That's right. crazy.
Yeah.
Is this
I mean,
also
I
one
get
of your
why?
Causes is getting people off of
no,
their
we want to encourage them to be like, just, don't drive home.
Guys,
you made that mistake.
Just trying to teach
yeah,
you how to
Uber
skirt
it.
This. Uber
yes.
home and then have tantrum sex.
A lot yes. of these dumb people drive cars. Notice
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah.
Fact.
Yeah.
Notice that.
Fact.
Fact.
When roused, Nicole Ann Minter admitted she had taken Xanax. I hope that's how she came out of the sleep. I took Xanax.
Xanax.
Yeah. Like,
being woken up, ma'am. Ma'am.
Xanax.
I took Xanax. That's
are
it.
You awake then? No.
No.
Yeah, you talked to us.
That's the first
and can thing. You take, because they've been showing like drugs are the same as, you know, drugs, yes, right, during like Memorial Day weekend, where you're always like, I should not be on this road. No. Like, if they're giving so many warnings.
I shouldn't be anywhere.
Why should I should stay cars. Home, put trash bags on my window,
yeah,
and don't do a
get
goddamn
all your fireworks
thing.
Out,
yeah.
Yep. On the edge of that dock. Drink a 16-pack.
That's right. Fire them off.
But don't go anywhere.
But
anyway.
Do not.
She. This is one of the stories I love about this woman. She refused to remove her sunglasses. It's that's nighttime. So she was already asleep in her car.
Ma'am, could you please remove your sunglasses?
I didn't take Xanax. I'm on Xanax. Okay, you are?
Yep. That is a Xanax-y move, though. The glasses will not come off.
No. You take your sunglasses off?
Nope.
Sounds like a cocktail, like a Tom Cruise risky business. Like, yeah. I could see him doing that.
She just talked above the, like, looked above the glasses. Yeah. I'm not taking them off, but you can see my eyes and I can see
them. Yeah.
And why do you have to take your, do you have to take your glasses off of the police officer?
You have to do whatever they tell you to do, apparently.
That's not right, though.
Right. She's like, these are my readers.
Yeah. No, they're not.
They're tinted.
I'm still transitioning.
The rest of this sentence starts very aggressively, then ends in a funnier way. She refused to remove her sunglasses and twice slapped a deputy on the shoulder. She's like, "Hey, you. Hey,
yeah.
Look, get over here.
Hey, good job. Thanks
for
coming.
You're out
and
here.
It out.
You guys are doing it. You got me.
Don't touch tail. Do not touch tail. He does not like it when you touch it. He does not like it when you touch it.
She's also doing that drunk thing that people do when they really like their sunglasses, that they want to see their sunglasses
on you. Yes. Dale, come on.
Put these on.
Could you tie these on?
I don't want them on.
Ma'am, I don't
want them. One of us is wearing these the rest of the time we talk. And if you don't want it to be me, it's going to be you, asshole.
She slapped me twice.
It's also midnight, I think. 10 p.m.
10 p.m.
I love it. And was she driving with those on?
Yes.
That's definitely. Definitely.
She needed one more impairment in the driving
there
process.
Might have been like a 7-Eleven sign that was shining too bright.
Yeah.
Like,
put them on.
Crashing her style.
These hazards are bright.
She might have been crying. That's a good move of mine. If you need to cry in a public place, put your sunglasses on. Often, actually.
One time at a Tender Greens, I started to cry, and Jess took off her sunglasses and put them on me, and I was like, no.
I want the world
here in the world.
This is who I am right now.
I don't know who's coming into a Tender Greens in Hollywood. I was like, put these on.
But that just explained both of you so to a T. By the way, I walk into a Tender Greens expecting to see six people crying. Yeah. The name of the place is Tender Greens.
Why do we insist on going there? We go there.
It's not
all
that good.
No,
it really doesn't
taste good. And
Lena,
I saw you here once. And I was
Sweet
like,
Greens.
Nobody needs to have our
Sweet
lunch interrupted.
Kicks the shit
Sweet
out of
Sweet Greens.
Yeah, that's
That's right.
Tender Greens is the Steel Magnolias of lunch places. It's just, you know, you're
just weeping
the
people.
The best movie of all time.
Yes. But it will
the
just
best
cause
the best meat in two sides you've ever had.
Cause the emotions to
no,
come
but the
up.
The fact that you were like, I want people to see me cry at a Tender Dream.
We had our biggest fight outside of Baja Fresh.
Girl.
It was in a parking lot.
It was in an under,
you know, where
no,
that
it was above
Bed
ground,
Bath
but...
and Beyond used to be.
Yo. Yes. Yes.
Well, you're talking about the one... The Baja Fresh by like the Beverly Center.
No, that's an open air shopping center.
No, this was in a parking lot right in front of where people were taking out their to-go orders. We decided to have, because I had done something rude, like talked, like made a call about
oh,
something.
Oh, this is the, by Hungry Cat.
Us, yes.
Everybody cares about this.
Well, that to the walking
but we
tour.
Both had our sunglasses on because we were both crying. And to this day, I actually have no memory of what that fight was about. And I bet you could recreate it line for fucking line. I know I did something wrong, and I had to apologize
for
it.
You've done so much wrong. I don't
honestly remember the specifics.
But you remember the fight. You guys were going at it.
I remember we fought and we were crying.
No, but
and we were both
fighting.
Wearing sunglasses, and it was in a dark parking lot, and people were watching us.
But it's a cry fight. It's not like a fight. Like we're
you
not screaming. We're not in a cat fight.
No.
It's more like
it's a fight that if people.
But that's what it made me feel like.
Yes.
Is when I felt that way because you were making me feel that way. Was what I
and
felt.
And you know
it.
What? we don't do that kind of fight anymore because we're too tired.
Yeah, you've got kids.
Once you have kids and they've already like let loose on you their wild emotions, I don't have any time for that.
No, so your kids have sucked the ability for you guys to cry fight.
That's correct.
They've taken away your ability to cry fight, and maybe that's the hardest thing about being a parent.
Also, even with your husband, you're just like, I'm just so disappointed in you. But like, I actually would rather go to sleep right now than talk this out.
The person in your life looks at you and is like, do you want to have this fight? And you're like, no, I don't.
Nope.
Do you know what? And then you say to them, but you understand what it was going to be about? And like, yep. And so we're just at the end. We can do the end part.
Yeah, the end. Exactly. That's so good. That's the evolution of a relationship.
So I love when I'm going to
sleep in the other room, not because I'm mad at you, because I'm going to get a better night's sleep.
Right. Yes.
So that's how we're ending this.
But we're okay. Everyone's we'll be fine in the morning, but we've had this fight.
Exactly. I also took Xanax because I wanted to be more like Jesus.
It's like even with restaurants where you're like, do you want to spend 20 minutes figuring out what to eat, or we both settle on the unhealthy thing we both secretly want right now and just order pizza?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
Put in the order for that chocolate lava cake that you got to say at the beginning.
40 minutes. Yes. You got to do it 2 hours ahead of time.
Nicole Ann Minter, quote, was extremely uncooperative and would not take part in field sobriety exercises at the scene.
Just wearing sunglasses.
No would you walk in a straight line?
Nope.
In the Illinois native vehicle, which means I guess this is somewhere else, prescription Xanax was found along with four. This is
Bartles and
my
James.
Diane. We're up Diane Boulevard with Diane what I'm about
Lane
to read.
Here.
We are.
We're on Diane
we're
Lane.
We're on Diane Lane.
We are all on Diane
along
Lane.
Along with the Xanax, they found four empty Sutter Home Sangria bottles.
I knew it. Just she might have been having a low blood sugar moment because that shit is like you might as well have 17 chocolate sundaes.
Did you guys ever do Sutter a storyline about that? Like there was a certain drink on your show that you guys
Zima.
We should have
Zima, but like was there one?
Who was a Zima drinker?
Keegan.
Oh, Keegan. Yes.
Keegan liked the
Keegan
Zima.
Keegan hit the Zima hard and then made like a bunch of inappropriate phone calls and almost kissed me when he was still married.
Sutter Home should hire some comics to just let them do creatively whatever they want with their commercials, and they would bounce all the way back out of the plastic wine Walgreens aisle.
I would drink a Sutter Home. 100%.
Sutter Homes is like, so Boone's Farm is where you go when you're a
Boone's
teenager.
Yeah. Strawberry
Sutter
wine.
Home is where you retire when you get over to
the Sutter Home.
Same thing, but just
where are you staying now that your kids are out of the house? We're staying at the Sutter Homes.
Yeah, they visit us. A group activity.
Yeah, yeah.
Four empty Sutter Home Sangria bottles in the center console. She's living her life in the open.
Is that like a, are those, they come in four packs, right?
Yep.
I'm sure they do.
It's not full bottles.
No. Okay. Yeah.
Just check in.
They're little
tiny.
For the road bottles.
Our nom here.
Mm-hmm. When asked about the Sutter Home Sangria, Nicole told the deputy, quote, Jesus drank wine, and so did I.
Except, I mean, that is kind of wine, but it's kind of
she's
not.
She's figured it all out, guys.
Well, when we drink wine, we're drinking Jesus' blood. I'm looking at
that's
people
right.
who aren't
if you're
Jewish,
in
right?
a church and it's been blessed. Yeah, you're
drinking some guy named Jesus' blood.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a different thing.
Right. So that she doesn't quite have it right, but okay.
Well, what I'm trying to figure out, though, is so Jesus, I get the Xanax because he was chill.
Yeah, very.
In the face of a lot of fucked up shit, he was really like taking it and just like not. Yeah, he wasn't like going crazy on people. Oh, he's like Pontius Pilate.
He could have been
betrayed me.
That's right.
But
even when they whipped him, he was like, I'm not gonna say a word.
No,
to these
he's gonna take it.
Yeah,
everybody relax.
But the drunk part, I'm trying to figure out because. The drunk part is like what? That he was like the life of the party? I don't know.
I don't know either.
He certainly was good in catering.
Yeah,
because when he had to turn that shit.
Water and wine. Everybody
and loaves of bread into fish. Yeah. Which,
but I don't know if I'd be like, Jesus is my first person I want at my party.
I know it's better for you, but to me, loaves of bread into fish is somewhat of a lateral move. I mean, I get the water into wine, it's fine, but what if you're like, I just wanted to eat some bread?
It was loaves and fish. He multiplied
doubled
it.
Oh, he multiplied it.
He didn't turn a bunch of loaves into a bunch of fish.
That's what I thought he did. He made loaves of bread into fish.
No, he fed.
There was not enough, but for only the richies. And so he multiplied it.
I could see
fed
in my Jewish
people.
Mind, I thought he had a bunch of awesome loaves of bread and then turned them into fish. And people were like, wait.
You need something to sop it up. Yeah. The juices, you know?
The the juices of a roasted trout.
Nobody ever sits down and is like, I'll just have this fish and nothing else. Don't
you know how you're like, honey, give me a piece of bread. I got to get some of this tilapia juice up here.
Yeah. My family, we never serve. That's like the staple. You serve like Wonder Bread, like white Wonder
Where
Bread
with fish.
Where are you
from? The Midwest?
Yep, Northern Illinois, little farm
That's
town.
Correct.
Rochelle.
Yeah.
When you go to a brunch in the Midwest, they have 17 carbs.
Yes.
And that's it.
Yep.
And I was at a brunch where they served a cinnamon roll as the appetizer to a lunch.
No.
Where do I sign up?
Yes, it was delicious, but you feel so tired and sad afterwards.
It's fine.
Not if you've been eating it all your life.
That's right.
That's true.
You build up an immunity. It's like, you know how a certain being in the old days would take a little bit of poison so that they couldn't be. Yeah.
It's like when you stop at one of those like roadside gas stations and get a Cinnabon as a snack.
Oh, my God.
Lennon, what did your grandmother, money used to give you like an enormous bag.
A pound bag of Skittles.
And just as a...
That was like the weekend treat.
And she would just
I would just
work
eat it the whole
it.
Weekend.
Just work,
work through it. There's a point in time where you're like, I can't do
it. By the middle, you hate it.
Cokes.
Like you hate it with like about
never
a third
Never did I hate
left.
It.
Never
no, did you just kept
it.
Going?
Never.
You just kept going.
Kept going. I would mash them together, make that beautiful flower with the yellow center, you know? See how different flavor combos go together. And just watch Days of Our Lives or Wheel of Fortune or whatever was on.
That sounds like a great day.
You did. That to me,
like now that I have kids, I'm like, I want to do that.
That is a different version
when you're
of
a
Ice
grandparent,
Cubes Today Was a Good
you
Day.
You can do that.
Yes.
That is an old white woman's Ice Cubes today was a good day. He messed around and got a triple-double. You had a
triple-double Jeopardy.
Yeah. The Daily Double.
Right. During the ride to the Sumter County Detention Center, Mintner, that's Nicole, quote, continuously would scream and threaten to urinate in the patrol car.
No.
Yeah. At the
she
jail.
She had four Sutter homes.
She is a four-year-old. She is having a straight-up tantrum.
Yeah, that's right.
At the jail, as the deputy was trying to explain field sobriety exercises, Nicole kept talking over the deputy, and at one point began singing Amazing Grace.
No. Yes.
It's just like, she saw this one
but she
time.
Had a bad voice. Like, there's no way she has a great voice. Stop.
She's committed to this
bit,
though.
Okay, here's what we're going
to
do. We're going to do the ABCs, all right?
Amazing.
No, that's not the part we're doing right now.
Amazing Grace.
Was lost.
Yep, and then we found you by the side of the road today. So
thank you for that.
Stop talking over us. We just need to get the
I'm found.
Right. We are legally required to.
Was lost.
I have to finish.
You
what
were
I'm
blind
saying.
Because you wouldn't take the sunglasses off.
And she's not letting me finish. I need to finish. I don't want the sunglasses.
She then threw her socks at a camera set up to record the field sobriety test.
No, her socks.
But here's the part thing to me.
Which
the part
like
where
the
humor
least...
is to me is her getting the socks off before she's thrown them. What are we doing? What's happening? You're taking your socks off?
She falls over twice.
Like, this seems like a good, like, for me, if I'm a police officer, this is like a fun night.
It's a fun.
Oh, you're looking forward to be like, I have so much to tell my wife or husband when I get
people
home.
People are like, we're going to watch this tape again.
Yes.
This is going at the Christmas
You're looking
party.
At your friends and be like, you're getting all this, right?
Because there is nothing better, like that Reese Witherspoon where she starts
do you know
being
who I
all
am?
Rude.
Do you know who
yeah,
I am?
It's one of the most captivating pieces of film that I've ever seen. Because it's like...
Guys, she's in talks to do Legally Blonde 3.
Three.
I'm
announced
so
today.
Excited.
Announced today.
I'm telling you
if
right
you
now.
And I don't play manicurists in that, I'm going to be so fucking pissed.
I'm going to get so mad.
After I said that about her, though, I probably won't get it.
I do think...
Great.
I do.
Back up the tape.
All right, roll it back.
Roll it back. Reel to reel.
That movie's going to be
just threw her socks
huge.
At us.
Yes.
Okay, so then she...
Threw her socks in which, by the way, you know both the socks didn't hit the...
Or did she ball them up?
What was she trying to do? Like, cover it? Like
I
a condom?
Know.
Like,
over
the sock condom?
Like, lamb chop? She tried to lamb chop the camera.
I hope before she threw it, she asked all the cops, you think I'll get it? Tell me before I throw it, who thinks I'll get it? Who thinks I'm not going to get it?
Ma'am, put your socks in. Amazing! I just wish she would like pull off both socks while standing up. She could have sat down and done it, but as she's leaning over to the... She falls over three or four
times.
Of
course.
Did you guys ever read The Art of Tidying?
No.
No.
Lennon?
I only read a little bit of it.
I read like three pages, but I got to the part. This woman is
that's
has
the
like
joy,
a,
the like nothing in your house that is it doesn't give you joy. That one.
That's all we read, and we started throwing shit out. I remember that.
That's
we were like,
true,
doesn't
though.
Give me joy.
That's a
throw
good
it
rule.
Out.
I don't like that book.
It's a great. It's thing. A crazy book, but she also
you actually
says,
threw that book out because it was not. Good
I did no, because it was stressing me out because I was sitting there and I was like, I don't want to read this, but right. you're judging me. But she says that your clothes can feel. If you're not caring for them lovingly, like they feel it. So like
what?
If you ball, she does not want you to ball a sock up mm-hmm. because she says, how would you feel if you got balled up like that? Mm. She wants you to lovingly roll mm-mm, them like mm-mm. a Cinnabon mm-hmm. and place them lovingly in mm-hmm. your thing. Who the fuck is doing that?
I have no
I
idea.
I guess if you only have four socks.
Yeah,
that's right.
Perfect socks. That's the idea, is that they're all like you value everything, and so
that's
you
right.
take really
and
good care of it.
You need to treat them with respect.
And you have a special place for it in the drawer. Mm-hmm.
But for real, she knows that socks don't have feelings. She just,
I don't know.
She doesn't know that.
This was translated from Japanese, I think.
Was it?
Marie Kondo or whatever.
I don't know.
Forgive me if
well,
I got it wrong.
Those people live in drawers. So
some Japanese people do live in drawers.
At Sklar Brothers
Stop.
On that one.
That was just some people.
I said some people.
Fair
you
enough.
Said
fair
those
enough.
People.
Fair enough.
I okay. meant to say some people.
Some of them.
Okay, ready for this?
Yep.
So she's now, this is where we're at so far. Sunglasses, wine, Xanax, hit the cop twice, refused to do anything, screaming, threatened to pee.
Singing socks in the camera.
Yes. During the breath test, Mittner expanded her cheeks as if she were blowing, although she was not actually blowing.
Smart!
Like, you're not doing it. It looks like you're doing it, but we can tell you're not.
Oh, I immediately thought of her that she was. It was her ass.
What?
Well,
that they had put something up her asshole.
Sometimes,
to test?
Sometimes in the middle of a sentence, we'd take a break and we'd make a mm-hmm. thought. And he said the breathalyzer, and then there was a beat, and then he said spread her cheeks.
Blew up her cheeks.
You're right.
She right.
She
and I was like,
she farted a
what
point
did she
0.81.
Do?
She did.
That would be amazing.
I couldn't at this point. Couldn't you really see Nicole drunk. Being like, "Let me show you where we're putting this breathalyzer"?
Yes.
Like, would you be
yes.
shocked?
I would not be shocked. And she would still blow out her actual mouth cheeks and then stick the thing. Mm-hmm.
She would still be my hero.
She did not complete the test and refused to sign an implied consent warning. Mm-hmm. The deputy then wrote in the report, "Quote." After this, the defendant then removed her right breast from her shirt and completely revealed it to the camera and the jail staff. She's hitting for the cycle.
She's
tonight.
Done everything she can.
Just like Jesus.
Just like Jesus.
That's what Jesus
did. Whip it out.
He was often shirtless. That's
he
true.
He showed right. everybody everything.
Yeah.
Showed a little too much up
she's
on
She's going
her.
Right tit. That is where she's bringing the night. Mm-hmm. Mittner was booked on charges of driving under the influence, battery on a law enforcement officer. They got her on that mm-hmm. shoulder slap.
Come on, man.
And resisting an officer. We're going to get out of here on this. I'm going to ask our guests, how old is Nicole Ann Mittner?
How old do you think she is? Now, knowing you what can, you now know.
You can go first, second, third, fourth. You can pick wherever you want. You are a guest.
You guys can go first. If
what
you
does
want.
That mean?
You get to guess the age.
We don't know.
Oh.
So this is a game we play
I'm
called Guess the Agey.
47.
47 years old.
I'm going to say 33. Because I feel like
Jesus'
you're...
age.
Yeah.
When he died.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought he was 31.
33.
33. Okay, 33.
Tell his friends 31, but he was 33.
Yeah. And that's why you can have something called the Jesus year.
He could play.
In your life, right? Like when you're a guy, you're like, okay, this is my Jesus year.
It's
like
my year to die.
And then you're like, what did I do with my life? He's already done so much, and you're just fucking working at Office Depot.
That's right. Hey. But you are working the register, so you are helping the money changers.
That's right.
Yeah. 33 from Jessica.
I'm going to say she's 27.
Jason says 27.
Her Saturn's just starting to return.
You're just hoping she's 27 so that in your mind's eye, that left boob she whipped out is still kind of firm and not real floppy.
Doesn't go too far
doesn't
down.
Doesn't go too far down.
I'm going to say 41. This is
41?
A woman who's like dealt with 40 for
47,
just
47, 33.
1 year and she's like, I can't take it.
No, 40 is when things get good for a woman.
Maybe.
Maybe. All right. Okay. What are we?
Two things I'm going to tell you. One of you is only 2 years off.
Wow. Okay.
She's 35.
She's 25.
And then after I say it, I'm going to spin this camera or this computer around. You're going to see
don't
her.
Don't spin your camera around because I'm not taking my titty out.
Hey. All right, Wampler. Jesus.
You ready?
I'm following for that.
Nicole
Ann Mittner.
Mittner.
Yell at your transistor radios.
Get your answers in now, Townies. Play along
like,
at
do
home.
Do you realize that like everywhere people who are listening to this podcast are just yelling at, wherever they are at
yes.
work.
Yes.
Yelling
like,
at
someone
age.
At work is like, 36!
Yes.
She is 45 years old.
Whoa! Whoa!
And look at her.
Truth be told, I have her haircut right
and
now.
And I had that bathing suit when I was in the ninth grade.
It is a little bit tie-dyed, a little bit Zubaz.
Doesn't she look like her expression is like, guys, we're really arresting me?
Okay.
After all the fun we've had together today.
I kind of love her now.
I'm going to say something
right now. I loved her throughout the entire thing.
I love everything about her now. I will say, though, like, Randy and I are 46, almost 47. Like, when we turned, like, when we were little kids, that seemed like, oh, that's so old. Like, right. That's a really old person. Now I'm like, that doesn't feel old at all. When I look at this one, I'm like, that's 45. That's old.
She's younger than us.
She's younger 2 years younger than us.
Wow. That's a 45-year-old
woman. She needs a
couple
chemical peels.
Yeah.
Those are palm trees on that bathing suit, right? I think that's what the
palm leaves?
Yes.
Could be.
Wait, was she in a bathing suit? Do we know that, or is that a tank top? That'd be awesome if she was in a one-piece
shorts
bathing
over
suit.
It.
Yeah.
And I hope she also throughout the whole night was like, for the record, I was trying to sleep with my hazards on and you guys caused all this.
I agree with this.
I had my sunglasses on
asleep. Why is it illegal to go to a construction site at night and take a nap? Like, maybe she needed to get out of
her
house.
She wasn't charged with trespassing.
Nope. Didn't say that.
And this is the town where not a lot is happening. Right, is what they're choosing to deal with.
They definitely called for backup.
Yeah.
She took her breast out as Jesus. Do unto others.
Let's just for a second look at her top and just understand she was wearing socks with that outfit.
That is an arrestable.
She should be arrestable.
Okay, there you go. That's the first story down in the books. We'll take a break. When we come back, we have two more stories. Jessica St. Clair and Lennon Parham, two of our favorites, are with us on Dumb People Town. Stay with us.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. We are back. What else can people watch and listen to? They can listen to your amazing podcast, which is called Womp It Up.
Yep. You can go and listen to, you know, what's nice about having our show canceled is nothing. After doing the best work of our lives.
It's really one of our favorite
things.
It is so
phenomenal.
You're so sweet. And you guys were so funny.
Played
the customer.
You mean the way we bullied you guys into like putting us on the show?
We wrote you a full episode.
Put ourselves in a hot tub with you.
Oh my God.
Put you in those robes, matching robes.
We had to sit in a hot tub that was not hot.
Or bubbling.
All of our knees touching.
Filled with bugs. And yes, if you want to feel creeped out, you want to get into a hot tub.
Middle of day with 40 people
and it's
watching.
Not a sexual thing. You keep feeling someone's calf or knee finger.
Remember, we kept floating up?
We kept floating up because you're on the thing.
We were on these like milk
apple
cart
boxes.
But then suddenly the whole game for us was, can we make Lennon laugh? So what can we do to make Lennon bust a scene?
So we had
to
sit in it longer because when you see the bloopers of it, and you can find those bloopers online.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm just like, Lennon, at one point I go, think of something sad like a dead grandmother, Lennon. I am so sick of this shit. Because you guys kept popping these frozen grapes in your mouth.
Why didn't you have frozen grapes? Was that your choice? I can't remember.
They might have given it to us.
In a Tupperware.
And you kept saying,
get up all in that grape, my brother.
Oh my God, my brother really put it over the edge.
Everyone needs to watch that.
Kept doing those dance. Remember when we did the dance moves?
There
was a part. Top of the dock?
Yeah, there was a part. Where you had to
dance move. It was so dumb. And then it's great to put twins in matching outfits as adults.
Oh,
that makes people feel so
God.
Sick. Great thing is that people are discovering, you know, like people who, they never promoted our show. So we are getting more viewers now from like people on Twitter or texting each other like, hey, you should check out this show.
Absolutely.
And so they're finding it on iTunes or Amazon.
It's great.
And then also our first series we did, which was also canceled after six episodes.
But amazing.
Best Friends Forever. They're going back to the canon, you know?
Yeah. Come on. That's great.
You may only have 21 episodes.
I think it's still on the USA Network app. If you have cable, you can like watch
it. Let's get into
you want to do another one?
Yeah, let's do another story.
Here we go.
Shall we?
This was sent in by Perla at PX Caballero.
Love this lady.
CABALLERO.
I do love this lady.
All right. Thanks, Perla.
Thanks, girl.
Here we go. Saturday was Jacob Kaczynski's big day. Mm-mm. sounds like the story of a Southside Chicago boy just trying to make
the beginning of a children's book.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg has optioned this.
This is about a bar mitzvah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
His whole family, many from out of town, saw the Charleston, South Carolina student graduate from his Christian-based homeschool program.
Oh, he homeschooled college?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, high school.
Oh, high school.
That's a lot. Like, my daughter's in a gymnastics program, and it's really competitive, and there are some kids on the team that go 25 hours a week.
Yeah.
Some go 40 hours a week.
What?
And they get homeschooled.
That's the only way you're going to make it to
it's
the Olympics.
And they won't. None of these kids are making it. I want to tell all the parents and everybody else, you are not making it to the Olympics.
No. And
Can they get a scholarship, though?
Maybe.
Maybe,
but I'm like, it's a lot to do. Think of how much you do for your kids. It's a lot to then plan a curriculum.
No.
Never.
Never.
Well, he graduated from his Christian-based homeschool program with a 4.89 GPA.
Yeah, because your mom's looking great.
They're
like,
what's
if I was grading my daughter's things, I'd be like, you tried A plus.
You're the best.
With the coveted honor of summa cum laude.
Sure.
Yeah, right? It's everything in
this. None of this matters.
Right. It's all in your own house.
Yeah.
His mother, Kara Kaczynski, organized a graduation party for her 18-year-old son. For the occasion, she ordered a cake online from the nearest grocery store, Publix.
Yeah, we know them. We know Publix.
Which lets customers.
It's a Florida-based supermarket.
Yeah. We've had a lot of instances.
A lot of instances.
At a Publix.
Starting a Publix party.
In this show? Yeah, oh yeah.
Side note, the sheet cakes at Costco, fucking great.
Oh, yeah. Because they use all the chemicals.
Going away party, Lennon. And remember that cake?
Mm-mm.
It's delicious.
Nick Kroll had a great joke once on Twitter. He's like, show your girlfriend you love her. Buy her a grocery store sheet cake.
Yes,
and that's true. If it's from Costco, thank you.
Oh, Ralph's is pretty damn good, or wherever.
Yeah. Like
Publix cake is got because they put in all the bad stuff you're not supposed
to
use anymore.
And you want to eat it. Yes. All right. Go ahead.
Well, Publix lets customers build their own cakes, complete with customized inscription, which they enter into a little message box.
I can see where this is going.
Kaczynski said she was so busy preparing things for the celebration that she sent her husband and her sister to the store to get some last-minute items and pick up the cake. My favorite part of every party is the person who is yelling at people to help them do something for this party before it starts.
We have so much to do. No,
and then one person's like, you guys got ice, right? God damn it!
There's always like the one, like, or like, I was like to Lennon, you had to get a surgery, and I was like, please let me help you with your daughter's party. And I felt so good about myself. And then, like, literally fucked up every single thing on the list. Like, and like, the 5 minutes before the party, I'm like, I didn't get cups! Like, losing it.
Cups is a big one.
Cups! Why don't you get cups?
Because you don't think of it in the moment.
You know what I hate at every party? Graphic napkins. Like, get some goddamn paper towels. Those, they're colored.
They're not good. They're not absorbent.
They don't absorb. And you're like, here, do you want these with cake and ice cream? Two things you definitely need to wipe your mouth or hands off with it, because they will do nothing for you.
No, we're just going
to
put the cake and the ice cream on it.
How about this? Lennon had an ice cream cake debacle, which you cannot get a large.
No, because I wasn't in charge of it, again, because I had had 5 days earlier a spinal surgery, which didn't allow me to. And also was on Norco, and I was just acting like Jesus.
But we're used to Lennon taking care of everything. So when we had to take the reins,
this
Jesus
is an example
take the wheel.
Of you, right.
So a Baskin-Robbins cake showed up at our house, and it did not fit in our freezer. Mm-hmm. So then we had to maybe cut off a section of it or cut it in half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then there was like a maybe we were going to turn it at an angle, and I'm just standing in the corner like, I can see, but nobody can hear me or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, we finally decided we're going to cut off the side. I watched Jennifer and my mom like slicing it open, and then my husband walks in and he goes, they spelled it wrong.
It was happy birthday?
Happy birthday.
So it didn't. So why are we trying to preserve a cake that is fucked up
anyway? There's some gay guy's birthday party in West Hollywood who's like, why is it? I said birthday.
Where is my cake? Where? This is supposed to come in. A 245 pound man.
The thing that you write every single cake.
Yeah.
Birthday.
B A I.
No.
R.
Barely.
B-E-A-R is kind of cute.
No.
That's the old English way of saying it.
B-A-I.
Ye old birthday.
Hey, happy birthday.
Anyway.
What'd you do?
Well, we had another cake.
But you cut it up. You came. You brought it. It still tasted delicious.
And that's the only thing people ate. Nobody cared what it looked like.
Yeah, right.
We blew the candles out on the other cake, and we cut that one up and ate it.
Yeah, just put that cake and faced it in the corner, and it was called the Bear Witch Project. All right. At Sklar Brothers, send all your heat to me. Okay, go ahead.
When they returned from the store, that's her sister and her husband, everyone gathered around the cake. That, what, like it's an old-time radio in the 40s?
Yes.
Looky here.
Everyone Cake's gathered around coming. The cake. When they opened the box... There it was. Congrats, Jacob. Summa blank laude, class of 2018.
C-U-M.
Publix did not want to write that word on a cup, on a cake, and left it out because they viewed cum as to be a bad word.
Oh.
Publix was like, does that
editing.
Mean someone at Publix doesn't understand what summa cum laude is?
100% they don't. They're
like, I'm not doing this sexual Latin.
It didn't say summa cum loudly. It said summa cum laude.
Publix was like, no.
So they must have thought it meant summa cum. Gonna get summa cum.
Somebody named Law. Yeah, somebody's like, summa cum and Law.
Yeah.
I have no.
Summer coming.
Happy and blessed.
There's a rape in that song, right?
Yeah, 100%.
There's a rape in that song. They literally asked, did she put up a fight?
Yeah.
That's some dark.
I would then return that with, do most women put up a fight?
She didn't.
She didn't.
She gave in.
Summa blank laude, class of 2018. Jacob was, quote, absolutely humiliated.
Come on, easy, right, bro.
What did he do?
You think an 18-year-old gives a shit?
No, that this is why.
Get shit from the other seniors in your school.
This is why you need to go to school.
But you're not, because you're nobody was at your party because you were homeschooled.
You're the only one there. This is the problem with homeschool. When you go to a high school, someone calls you dirty Jew and stuffs you in a locker. Oh,
well, I hope not.
That happened.
That happened.
But then you don't care so much if it doesn't say cum on your cake. So yeah. Like that, you know what I mean? Like that's
you call, we wanted cum on our cake and we did not get it.
Yeah.
There was no cum on our
cake. You're in line behind those people. You're like, they have a much stronger case than
they're like, why is this cake so salty? That's weird.
You ordered it, ma'am.
Yeah.
We did not order vanilla.
Wait, does this mean that this kid is also valedictorian?
Yes,
he's also most popular. He's everything.
Unless his sister got a
4.9.
Nailed it.
Most likely,
that's what she said. I don't know what that means.
He is most likely to move into the basement.
If any townie is listening to this right now, and you are being high school homeschooled, or your parent,
write in.
Also, please make a yearbook.
Yes.
Yes.
The kitchen.
Just you playing Xbox. Like, by the way, the joke's on us because they're having the time of their lives.
They
don't have to sit through any of this shit.
There's
they get to go on
like
all these, like, awesome field trips.
Also, any of those three people out there that are like, you guys are disparaging what is actually a true curriculum, this is a comedy podcast. Thanks for signing up.
Exactly.
Somebody would be like, this is all accredited.
No. Homeschool people graduate like higher IQ, more self-confidence, like
they learn more.
Better.
They
crushing gymnastics.
Yes, we just don't know. We don't understand.
So they say that Jacob was absolutely humiliated, which I don't believe. This is
not absolutely humiliated.
His mom convinced
Unless his mom never taught him humility when he was a senior.
Right.
Yeah.
Quote, it was unbelievable. I ordered a special graduation edition cake. I can't believe I'm the first one ever to write summa cum laude on a cake. You're in Florida. You might literally
be
first person.
Then maybe no one graduates summa cum laude.
Kuzinski said she then had to explain why the grocery store censored cum from Jacob's cake to her 70-year-old mother while Jacob's friends laughed uncontrollably.
Oh,
so the grandma
moment.
Will not let it go. You tell me why it isn't on there. Okay, mom.
It's at least he has friends. I mean that's
that
the
is
first
good news.
Like that's the most shocking part of the story.
And they got the joke.
Jacob
the mom made a child who made another child, so she understands what comes.
But isn't she also
no, but she has to be
euphemism.
Like, what are the other things? You know, they have to do. They have to go through the other list of names for it.
But here, wait,
what did she call it?
Isn't summa cum laude though for college? And isn't like valedictorian for high school?
I have no idea.
So technically, he was the valedictorian of his class, or the salutatorian.
That's
but the valedictorian.
Weird. Yeah. So summa cum laude is.
Would
like,
they not put dick in the middle of valedictorian? Like, I don't understand.
They would probably spell it D-I-C-K.
Valedictorian.
T-O-R-I-A-N.
Jacob didn't eat much of the cake, guys.
Oh, he was that mad.
Covered in gum.
But his mother says the chocolate and vanilla cake was delicious.
Yeah, of course. Fine. Yeah.
Kaczynski called Publix on Monday and explained the situation to the assistant manager. You want to go top?
You gotta ask for the manager. Yep. Yep.
The assistant manager is taking his time out of his homeschooling.
Yeah,
his high school home.
She said she doesn't want this to happen to anyone else in the future. Publix offered to remake the cake. This is now Monday.
That's crazy. Publix, no, like, give me the money back.
I'll take a remake on the cake. I'll do a redo on
the cake.
We'll
do a remake.
That's so you could do your secret like binge eating at late at night. You know, I have to eat it. Or it's going to go bad.
Put it in the trunk. And then why do you keep going out to the garage? Nothing. No reason at all. Just come back and you're a little wired.
Then she said, no, you only graduate once. Technically not true.
You can graduate multiple times in your life if you want.
Maybe.
Hope.
Maybe. Well, maybe. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask you guys. So they refunded her for the cake. How much do you think a summa cum laude Publix sheet cake costs? And do you want it? Who wants to go first, second, third, or fourth? You are our guest.
This is like Deal or No. What's Price is Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wish we had people yelling at us higher.
They are. Lower. They are. We just can't hear them.
They're all yelling at their.
Boy, I'm going to just go with. You know what? No, I'm not going to go with my.
What
first
do you think
instinct.
It costs in Florida for a graduation cake, with your own message?
I was gonna say $11.99, but that seems extremely low.
High? Oh, okay.
Low. I agree. Low.
So whatever, I'll stick with it.
All right,
$11.99.
Yeah.
Yes,
Lennon.
I'll say $29.71.
Yes. Too high. That's too high.
Not specific enough, Jay.
Jason Sklar.
$42.50.
$42.50. Randy Sklar.
Way too high.
Yeah, no, I think it's $35.36.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Tony's, get your answers in at home, work, or wherever you are right now, because, well, I will tell you, they also gave her a store gift card. But
okay.
that is not factoring into
okay,
this total.
Okay.
They gave her a store gift card.
That's nice.
And for how much?
It doesn't say.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 20. Mm-hmm. The amount refunded for a Publix sheet cake with an edited dirty message on it that you have to explain to grandma, totaled $70.
Wow. Oh, my God.
$70.
That's too much money for a grocery store cake.
I understand the rage.
That's insane.
$70. And I showed you the cake. Does that look like a $70 cake?
Sure does it.
Absolutely.
Maybe it's bigger than we think it is.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
There we go.
Yes.
Jacob.
She didn't know. She just said she speculated maybe.
Jacob can now laugh about the situation and is focused on getting ready to attend Wingate University in the fall, where he received a full academic scholarship.
Where he's going to fucking lose his mind.
Exactly. Where he won't know how to function with other people.
He'll go crazy and he'll just do every drug under the sun.
Yes.
Exactly.
Mother Kaczynski. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you always want to room with a homeschool kid because they're going to go
I mean, I'm just going to say it. He's, you know how the Amish go on Rumspringa?
Yes.
He's going to go on a Cumspringa.
No! Gross!
You want to do it or you want me to do it?
At Sklar Brothers.
Send all of your...
Quote, this is what we'll get out of. Maybe this is what... After further reflection, Mother Kaczynski says, maybe I should have just gotten him his favorite mint chocolate chip ice cream instead.
Yeah.
Maybe you should let him go to school with other kids.
Yep.
I love that. That's what you're regretting.
That's what you're regretting.
You're regretting giving him social life.
$70 for a fucking sheet cake from Publix.
Someone's got to teach these guys economics. No one's teaching economics in this house.
That's right.
I do think the name of the episode is now Cumspringer.
It has to be.
When we come back, just give us a little taste of our final quick story.
That's what she said.
Give us a little taste.
That's what Publix said.
Dan, what is it?
A man refuses to be robbed.
Okay. Right. There you go.
All right.
Lennon Parham, Justice of St. Clair with us right here on Dumb People Town. Stay with us. We have one more story.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Dumb People Town. Dan, take us home.
These guys are, by the way, great social media follows.
Oh, yeah. Follow them on Twitter.
All right.
Insta and the tweets.
Okay.
Yeah.
At Lennon Parham.
What am I, Lennon? St. Clair.
At St. Clair.
What am I? It's like something horrible.
It's at St. Clair _
Jessica.
There you go.
That's right. That's horrible.
Terrible.
Terrible.
At least it's easy to find.
Yes. Great.
Give it. Here we go. Yes. Sent in by Adam at @3chordme.
Great.
Sounds sort of like a Three Dog Night song.
Yes.
Here we go. Holland Township, Michigan.
Know it well.
It's near Ann Arbor where we went to college.
Yes.
All right.
Despite an armed man trying to rob him, Jared Kluting said he refused to give the perpetrator his Louis Vuitton bag.
All right.
No.
Is this worth fighting for, lady? It is, kind of.
I wish.
This is what we're going to video.
Lennon took a sip and almost did a spit take.
I don't know who this guy is, but I am on board.
Yes. He's definitely a RuPaul.
What's his name again?
Drag Race.
Jared.
A video for
Cluding.
Cluding.
Yes. Jared Cluding.
Jared.
And when somebody, apparently, when there's a gun involved, you do whatever they say, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You don't start, like, contradicting when a gun is there. I don't care if Louis Vuitton is involved.
You go where you do it.
I don't care if you are Louis Vuitton.
You don't run. You just do it.
You just hand it over.
Which I believe was Nike's logo.
Yeah,
gun just in hand it over.
When the gun goes off, you just hand it over.
Just do it.
Okay.
Don't video my fucked up face.
I couldn't see
you. Don't you dare!
I'm molting
right now.
For the record, you've never been more beautiful.
I'm gorgeous.
You look gorgeous.
You look gorgeous. You're in a silk shirt, a brand new flat.
You guys are here.
A flowy blouse.
Those are boozy.
I'll give you final cut. You can look at it.
A boozy blouse.
All right.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah. So gun to him, and he's like,
Louis Vuitton. Louis V.
Is this Kanye?
The robbery attempt happened around 5 p.m. Monday. That is rush hour robbery.
Yeah.
Outside of what kind
of store?
As the victim
walked along Riley Street, west of US 31 in Holland Township. This is just like residential home walking.
I'm going to take my Louis V and I'm going to walk on by the highway.
Walk it out.
I'm going to runway this shit up and down.
The would-be robber pulled a gun on Cluding, demanding the bag. Jared Cluding explained what happened when he returned to the scene of the crime for an interview on Tuesday, which means he was like, you guys want to meet back where it happened and I'll do the interview
there?
Absolutely. They were like, yes.
He definitely wants to recreate it.
Yeah.
He's definitely into
what we're doing.
It's his
corner. It happened.
It's corner of the world.
It happened very fast. In one motion, he took the gun out of his waist belt, and with the other, he put a bandana over his mouth and pointed like, give me your bag. So he doesn't say it. Also, so the guy walks up, uncovered face.
That's crazy.
Then covers his face, like I'm doing perfect for microphone work. And then pulls
out a gun.
Doesn't say it. Just kind of says, like,
by the way,
to the bag.
That's a lot of stuff. I give him a little bit of credit for getting so many things done in that quick instant.
Well, if you're going to approach someone, let's say you're the only two people, and it's 5 p.m., so it's well lit.
Daylight.
You can't approach someone with it up.
Oh, yeah.
Because people are going to be like, who's that psycho with a bandana over their face?
That's a good point.
So this was practical.
Yeah, it was.
I'm just going to walk down the street the way
it wasn't premeditated.
I think it just happened in the moment.
Yeah. He saw that nice bag. He had to have it.
Yeah, that bag?
That's what we call a Carrie Bradshaw pulling a Sex in the City.
It's an impulse.
Gotta have it.
An impulse holdup.
Jared says, quote, I was like, you are not getting my Louis Vuitton.
I worked very hard for this and this bag,
and I've had it forever, and it means a lot to me. I wasn't about ready to relinquish it to some thug who was going to demand it from me.
A rich person wouldn't get it.
Relinquish. Yeah.
A rich person would not understand this.
He worked hard and he wants the fucking bag.
That's right.
Cluding said he paid good money for the bag and said it's a design that is no longer in production. Quote.
Oh, well, then he's giving more information about
it. It's a lot to say to a guy who's trying to rob you.
Quote, I love Louis Vuitton and I saw this bag long before. And you think the reporter's like, we get it.
I saw
this bag long before I could buy it and I saved up my money to buy it. It means a lot to me. It represents me. I wasn't about to relinquish my personal property.
Just a question. Was this bag a meaningful bag to you?
You can't tell.
No one can really understand how you feel about it.
Is there a moment where the robber, knowing now that that was the guy, had he gotten the bag, someone would have said he went to Jared, like in that moment?
Yes.
Where'd you get that bag?
I went to Jared, man.
Okay, great.
To those who think he's crazy for not giving up the bag, Jared Cluding had this to say.
I love now it's about that. Now it's about the people who are like, you're an idiot.
He survived a robbery. I mean, he's a hero as far as I'm concerned.
Guys, hate is going to hate.
That's true.
Hate is going to hate.
Okay. This is what he had to say to people who think he's crazy. And if any of you can help me understand it, please do. As my grandmother would say, if you're born to hang, you'll never drown.
What?
If you're born to hang, you'll never drown. Meaning if you die by a hanging,
what?
You're never going to go swimming ever again.
As my grandmother would say, if you're born to hang, you'll never drown.
I will say this. I recently played Hangman with my son, and I was like, this is a violent game. Like, what are we doing here? We're talking about hanging a human being.
That's correct.
We're putting a human being's life on the line here because you can't spell out summer school.
Maybe he deserved it. Okay.
That seems like, what's that horrible movie I can't see? What's the one where they have to play a game? There's some trailer that has scared the shit out of me where they're just like, Truth or Dare? Is it called Truth or Dare?
That's a movie.
Happy Death Day? That one scares me. That's a cake on that one. Anyway.
Is there ever a horror movie? You're talking about the horror movie, that one where there's like a little kid singing like a nursery rhyme in a creepy way?
She can't
that one.
Handle any of them.
Just kidding.
That one, every single one.
If you're born to hang, I don't think it means from a tree, guys. I don't think the reference is.
I got my bag. You can pry it out of my cold, dead hands.
I don't know how funny that is.
That's what he wants everybody to know. He said, if you didn't hear it, he said, I got my bag. In the end, I have no regrets about how I handled the situation. He proudly carries his bag, now more special than ever. He says, I got my bag. You can pry it out of my cold, dead hands. Don't put somebody to that, Jared.
No.
Jared says he was not going to change anything about his way home, and if anybody has a problem with it, they can try to take his bag.
All right.
We don't know what the robber did.
They ended up leaving, and then the cops find the guy two blocks away in a car looking exactly like the guy he said he was.
And what is he doing? Taking a nap or something? I mean, what do you do?
Sunglasses on.
I don't know.
Hazards on.
He didn't know how to disguise himself.
Sutter Homes cracked open.
Sutter Homes on the dash.
There we go.
Is that a show?
There's a show.
We womped it up in Dumb People Town. How about that?
what would Wampler say about this show?
What would she have to say about the behavior she witnessed?
Well, first of all, she would definitely take her tits. She would have done every single thing that Mintner did.
But not drunk.
But not drunk.
She would have just done it.
She would have ordered the cupcake. And she would have refused,
but it wouldn't have been a Louis Vuitton bag. It would have been her favorite pair of Umbros, which is the only thing she can put on her grimace-shaped body.
That is a perfect way to end this episode. Jessica St. Clair, Lennon Pond, thank you guys so much for coming.
Thanks
to Dumb
for having
People
us.
Town. We love you guys.
We love you guys.
And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
It's a good show.